93.5 Triple M, your newest way to wake up with Jodie and Matho. Thanks to the Village Bakehouse. Skip the queue and order online now at villagebakehouse.com.au. In a few minutes, Jodes, I know you've got a funny story about your partner.
Yes.
He's a funny man. I do love him.
Man.
I think he's amazing. but I wanted to regale you a story about my near miss at the barber's recently.
Oh, yes.
Now, the best thing about an actual barber is the fact that you don't make appointments.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, but you know the worst thing about a barber?
What?
Is you don't make appointments. Oh. It's because sometimes you can go in and you can go straight in and you think, oh, these poor people, they've never, they mustn't have any money. Haircuts are $20. And the next time you go in, it's you get charged cover fee because it's like a disco. It's just open in the city. There's people everywhere and this was that case.
Oh, yeah.
There were people everywhere. And you know why? It's because of men. And men don't forward plan as well as the ladies. Like, we don't have to worry about how much time our haircuts take because they don't take long.
Yeah, it's like a 20-minute.
So
like
everyone goes at the same time, Friday afternoon, yeah. And the weather's changed.
Oh, true.
And I asked Rachel, I said, how you been going? And she said, it's been this flat out for the past 2 weeks. I'm going, the weather's changed. We've got our seasonal haircut. Bingo, bango, the place is full and full of kids as well.
True.
And they all have varying different relationships with the barber. Some are really excellent. Some not so excellent. I know my little boy back in the day hated getting his hair cut.
Really?
Yeah, because he hated the feeling of the hair on your neck. And I used to be very sympathetic because I used to go off back in the day. But anyway, I'm sitting there and the conversation comes up about what type of haircut do you want? Because last time we were there, he wanted to get his hair cut like his uncle. And his uncle has a shaved head.
Oh.
Because his uncle is you know, got a bit of a receding hairline. Very attractive man. I hate him. I said, you don't want a shaved head. And he goes, I want to shave it. No. Gave me the finger guns, the whole bit. So we shaved his head. In 3 seconds, he regretted it. And for some reason, his hair is very thick, but it takes a long time to grow. So he wore a beanie to school. Luckily,
oh,
yeah.
Luckily,
it was the right season for it. But the school's very good. They understood. Like, he looked perfectly fine. He did look like he was a security guard at the school.
Bouncer.
So this time I'm like, mate, just get, you know, dad's haircut, short back and sides, type of arrangement, bit of spiky stuff on top, you know, be really
cool.
Yeah, cool. And he goes, no, dad, the first one was, he described it to me, and what he wanted was he's basically his head shaved, but enough hair so he could comb it back over his own ears. And I said, no, bro, no. I said, we'll come back to it, all right? So we thought about other things, and there's people everywhere in this barber. I'm going, oh, this is going to take so long. And anyway, he goes, all right, Dad, I know what I want. I said, okay, no worries. He goes, I want it shaved here on the sides, but I want it long in the back.
Oh, like a mullet.
You want a mullet? And he looks at me with all sincerity and goes, yeah.